The mouth of the just shall meditate wisdom, and his tongue shall speak judgment. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of Saint Andrew Avellino, who lived in 16th century Italy. After he became a priest, he studied law and appeared often in ecclesiastical courts. But one day, he told a lie at the bar, and a short time after, he read the following passage from the Bible: "The mouth that utters untruth kills the soul." He was so struck by it that he gave up his law career and joined priestly order called the Theatines, and spent his life preaching to the people importance of penance and living a good Christian life. I wanted to use this opportunity to tell you a story named Our Lady's Child, which tells how bad thing lying is. There was living in a forest a woodcutter who was so poor that he could not feed his 3-year-old little daughter. But Our Lady appeared to him and promised to take care of the child, so the woodcutter gave her to Our Lady, and Our Lady took the child up to heaven to live with her. In heaven the child was eating sugar cakes and milk, and her clothes were of gold, and angels played with her. When she was 14 years old, Virgin Mary once called her and said she was going for a long journey, and gave her the 13 keys to the 13 doors of heaven. Mary said that child could open 12 of them and look at the glory behind them, but the 13th she was forbidden to open. The girl promised that, and when Virgin Mary was gone, she opened the 12 doors and saw behind each one of them an apostle in the midst of a great light. But when she got to the 13th door, she so much wanted to open it and decided just to look quickly what was behind it. And behind it she saw Holy Trinity sitting in fire and splendor. She touched the light a little with her finger, and her finger became golden. Immediately a great fear fell on her. She shut the door and ran away. When Virgin Mary came back from her journey, she called the girl before her and asked to have the keys of heaven back. When the girl gave her the bunch, the Virgin looked into her eyes and said, "Have you opened the 13th door also?" "No," she replied. Then Mary laid her hand on the girl's heart and felt how it beat and beat, and saw that she had disobeyed her order. She asked her again, and again the girl denied. Mary saw the golden finger and knew that the child had lied. She asked third time, and again girl said she didn't do it. Then Mary said, "You have not obeyed me, and besides you have lied. You are no longer worthy to be in heaven." Then the girl fell into a deep sleep, and when she awoke, she was back on earth and in the midst of a wilderness. She wanted to cry out, but she could not say a word. She sprang up and wanted to run away, but wherever she turned, she was continually held back by thick hedges of thorns through which she could not break. She set herself to a hollow tree and bitterly cried when she remembered how happy she had been in heaven. Roots and wild berries were her only food. She went out and sat in front of the tree, and sat there year after year, and felt the pain and the misery of the world. But one day the king of the country was hunting in the forest and saw this beautiful maiden sitting under the tree. He tried to talk with her, but she could give no answer. The king asked if she would want to go to his castle, and she nodded. And king carried her to his castle. Although she could not speak, she was so beautiful and charming that he began to love her, and it was not long before he married her. After 1 year, the new queen gave birth to a son. Then Virgin Mary appeared to her in the night and said she would make her speak again if she would confess she opened the 13th door. Then the queen was permitted to speak, but she remained hard and said, "No, I did not open the forbidden door." The Virgin Mary took the newborn child from her arms and vanished with it. When another year had gone by, the queen again gave birth to a son, and in the night the Virgin Mary again came to her and said she would make her speak if she would confess. Then the queen again said, "No, I did not open the forbidden door." And again the virgin took the child out of her arms and went away with him in the heaven. The people started to suspect the queen had killed the babies. The following year, the queen gave birth to a beautiful little daughter, and for the third time, the Virgin Mary appeared to her in the night. Again she promised that if the queen would confess, she would get her speech and her children back. But for the third time she said, "No, I did not open the forbidden door." Then the Virgin took from her likewise her third child. Next morning, when the loss was noticed, the people cried loudly that the queen had killed the babies. A trial was held, and as she could not answer and defend herself, she was condemned to be burned alive. The wood was got together, and when the queen was fast bound to the stake, and the fire began to burn round about her, the hard ice of her pride melted. Her heart was moved by repentance, and she thought, "If only I could confess before my death that I opened the forbidden door." Then her voice came back to her, and she cried out loudly, "Yes, Mary, I did it." And straightway rain fell from the sky and extinguished the flames of fire. Then a light appeared above her, and Virgin Mary descended from heaven with the two little sons by her side and the newborn daughter in her arms. She spoke kindly to the queen and said, "He who repents his sin and acknowledges it is forgiven." Then she gave her three children, untied her tongue, and granted her happiness for her whole life. So, dear children, be like the saints who always wanted to to make Our Lady happy by telling the truth, no matter if it sometimes is hard, because the harder the life on earth is, the greater will be the happiness above in heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.